Hello, I'm Randy Schnobrick. I am a woodworker living in Hovland, Minnesota. I started out doing carpentry work in high school and during my college years, and then when I moved up here 16 years ago, I had to make something work with my schedule. At that particular time, I was starting to stay home with my kids. We have three kids, and it just made sense for our lifestyle for me to find something to do at home and add some income. And it worked out well because I could just walk out the door and go to work. I think it takes quite an imagination. There's a lot of hard, tangible skills, but I think to be able to look at wood and try and... I like being a little more spontaneous. I'm not quite a blueprint kind of person, so sometimes I fall on my face with that. But I would say that's certainly a skill set. You have to be good with your hands. You have to be safe. You have to be patient, as well as be able to work under a deadline, because I always find myself cramming at the end. It often is a case where I don't make a real good hourly rate, but it's a different kind of satisfaction that I'm willing to work with. I often find myself out in the woods trying to find a particular piece of wood or working with someone locally with a sawmill, so it's fun to take a log, kind of the whole course, and make a finished product out of it. And I think there's a certain amount of stress because you never have a consistent income, but there's a lot of gratification when you're working with someone that commissions something, and when they give you not much in the way of parameters because you're thinking that you're going to enjoy what you make for your sake, then that's probably the ultimate satisfaction, is when they are actually happy with what you've built them through your eyes. The more in tune you get with kind of a raw piece of wood, it's almost cliche, but it kind of speaks to you, and maybe it's got a certain use or trait that you need to look a little deeper to find, and there maybe is something that it's hard to be cognizant of, but once you hit it right, then it kind of jumps out and you think you've done it justice. I've had some interesting things happen when you're kind of working late at night and maybe you shouldn't be around power tools. There might be some holes in the wall around here from stuff flying. What I do is important to both me and my customers and just woodworking in general, because I think although I use a lot of machinery, I try and do a fair amount by hand, and there's a whole other type of satisfaction working with hand tools. And I think more and more nowadays it's getting really hard to find, even spending a fair amount of money at, say, a big store or a specific furniture store. It's hard to find stuff that looks and truly is made by hand or made out of solid wood. And I think craft continues to get lost in today's society. I think everybody's used to instant gratification, and the idea that you can go to IKEA or some store and buy something, why would you pay somebody to create something? Because it's going to be more expensive, usually. And sometimes there's some surprises, but in the end, the customer gets a lot more out of it, I think, and I think that's one of the priorities we got to stay focused on. It's a little easier up here than I think in a metropolitan area, because the demographics are a little different. I think there's more the type of people up here to not only finance it, but to appreciate somebody building something by hand.